yeah. Get ready for another episode of the Alski Show right here at All the Right. Big shout out to my brother George, always supporting the cause. Big shout out to BPLA. Stickify, doing his thing with the stickers and supporting all the graph heads out there. My man In the Cut, my old bombing partner New. What's up, New? Get your ass out, let's go. Want to shout out Popo, DTF. Big shout out to Jess and Ness up in the Bronx. I want to shout out a Corona brother, Cello, DTC crew, and the 37th Avenue boys. Big shout out to my brother from the Crush Proof, Big Spen. Shout out to Clark, Biss, Eli, S.E., Bid, FCism, my brother Zeus, Fads, Rack, Texa. Big shout out to Smog, my OTC family, the love of my life, my wife, Vicky, holding it all down on the website. Big shout out to my daughter Chia, Robots Will Kill, John Dem. I also want to shout out Sign 1, HFK, spotting an Alski sticker downtown Manhattan, putting it up. I love seeing shit like that. You see an Alski sticker? Put it up and tag me. Also, I want to give everybody a heads up on this street art expo. Help us promote the graffiti culture into a positive light. The date is Sunday, May 22nd, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be at the Elks Lodge, 8220 Queens Boulevard, Elmhurst, New York, 11373. Tickets will soon be made available for purchase. All tickets are general admission, $10. Now, without further ado, I want to introduce to you Poe, the Illy family. What's up?
What's going on, man?
Same old shit. Talk to me. What's good?
Ain't shit, chilling. You already know. Poe, Illy Squad, we in the building.
That's right. That's right. I want to thank you for coming. And let's get down to your basics. Basic question. The first question I have for you is, before you started writing graffiti, you obviously saw graffiti. What inspired you to grab a pen, come up with a tag, and do what you do?
Well, basically, you know, growing up in the East, almost everybody you hang out with does graffiti. The older guys, young guys, it's like mm-hmm. you walk up the block, you see somebody doing a wall, or at nighttime, you see, you know, even the ones you hang out with, you know, everybody write. So eventually you're going to pick up a can, you know?
Okay.
It's like basically a product of my environment.
Well, that's a good explanation, because it is the product of the environment. I mean, way back from when it all started, you see somebody with a marker and you're like, oh shit, more spray can.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, I hear you. So who was like who had the ups out in East New York when you came out?
There's a lot of people.
I know Brooklyn has a lot of people.
Brooklyn has a lot of people. I just don't want to, you know.
Well, you could shout them out as, you know, they were an inspiration. They got you going, you know, whether you knew them or you didn't know them.
Nah, you know, my nigga Les, you know, Les had everything on Smash. He
all did right.
His thing. He did his dirt. Like, he got beef with a lot of people. A lot of people don't like him.
Well, that's basically what graffiti was back in the day. Nobody liked anybody, but, you know, today now we have Instagram.
You got people like Scuff, you know, like a lot of people like.
Yeah, I hear you. So,
keep going.
So you basically started seeing your boy Les, Scuff. I'm sure Kez 5 was up in the mix, and
yeah,
everybody
you know.
Else from out in the Bushwick area, East New York area. What triggered you to do what you do? After you started seeing people bombing, and you know, like you said, you just fell into the environment.
Basically, it's like
it dragged you in, bro. It's like you
basically,
know.
It's everybody you chill with. It started from racking, going out racking.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you go in New York City, you see your boy's tag. Like, oh, this nigga been here. Oh, let me catch mm-hmm. a tag right next to his shit.
Okay.
It's like so you know. So it's basically trying to catch up to your boy, and then eventually it went from catching little tags to just wanting to see
throwies, you know, throwies, pieces, colors,
basically,
you know, blockbuster fill-ins, all of that shit. You have a nice you have a nice fucking throwie. I think it's a signature. You do it pretty solid, you know, especially today. You know, today it's more like a duster type of shit, but back in the day, dusters, you know, my interpretation of a duster was either the paint wasn't working right and you just wanted to get it done, and, you know, depending if the spot was too hot, that's where a duster came from, in my opinion. But today, a lot of people are still sticking to the solid fill-ins, which I think is very good, because today it's even harder because you have video cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody has an iPhone or a fucking smartphone.
You just got to rock out.
You know, you got to do your thing and be out. So, you know, it does help when you have high-pressure cans and fucking, you know, the fat caps, the variety of fat caps.
Rusto gang over here.
But you, yes, I was going to say that.
Rusto
you
gang,
definitely,
we don't do all that. We don't do all that extra fast.
You definitely
that's
keep
for
it
the tag
old school.
Bombers.
You definitely keep it old school. Me, listen, I got to confess. I was a Krylon guy. I do like the Rustos. I like collecting old Rustos. But I can't front. I like my Montana Blacks. I love them.
I'm
the
saying,
colors.
I have nothing wrong with them. They're great for tags. You know, when you catch tags.
Yeah,
the fluff,
absolutely.
The flare.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, but, you know, Rusto.
Rusto's free.
Discount. You know, you get Home Depot.
Rusto's free. I got to say, though, that Kills paint is the shit,
they
too.
They definitely help us out a lot.
Kills, if Rusto was like Kills, it would be a different ball game.
Yeah.
Just saying. Now, tell me about Illy Squad.
Oh, you know, we're in the building. I want to shout out my people.
Shout them all out. That's what you're here for.
BA one right next to me.
Yo, yo.
What's up, BA?
I got IC with me.
IC's in the house.
I got my nigga Uds. You already know. A couple more, they're on their way.
Whoa. Who's here?
Uts.
Oh, shit, man. I thought I heard something else, man. What's up, brother? Yeah, that's right. I do remember that show now. I remember. You did a lot of fucking damage, too. Yeah. Hey, listen, I seen a lot of your shit running up this way, too, back in the day, too. Where are you from? You from Brooklyn?
Queens.
I got you. We'll get you on the mic in a bit. Oh, listen, I thought you said someone else, man. Like I said, I'm getting old. But yeah, that's why I got my daughter here. She's like interning, but she's too busy on her phone. But can't blow her up. Chia, you gotta pay attention. Yeah, I know you're listening. You're listening to the shit on your iPhone. All right, so God, tell me about Illy Squad. Is that your personal crew?
No, well, that's our crew.
It's our. Oh,
it was so AE21's crew. Rest in peace.
Okay.
You know, shout
rest
out.
In peace.
Yeah. Let's not forget AE21. Mm-hmm. Shout out. You know, always repping him to the death. We're here. We're going to continue it. And now he's going to stop us till we all pass away. And not even. Because it's
well,
still going to
someone else.
Go,
someone else is
going to
pick it up.
Squad.
That's right.
It's,
that's right. That's the
way
it goes.
It's been almost 27 years, and we're still moving. Our body in the streets.
That's what's up. So you like the racking game, obviously. You know, you said you're a Rusto guy. And, of course, Rusto's nice, easy access. Home Depot, probably. Has a fucking most wanted list and all of that other shit, but so you basically do your thing, you got your family, and you know, what keeps you going? You know, like is there a fire in your ass? Someone putting a gun to your head? You know what I'm saying? Like what drive do you have that continues to push you forward?
I don't know. I just love graffiti now. It's like. How can you not love it? Like, look around you. The colors, the art.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, the everything, like, you know?
Yep.
I love to see my shit, like, bang, right there. I drive by, you see my filling. Drive by, you see a high tag. You
see
know?
A truck.
Oh, you see a nice-ass flare tag. You're like, oh, look at my shit.
Yep. So it's the adrenaline rush.
Yeah, it's like
that's
the rush never leaves.
For me, that's one of my favorite questions.
Even for the guys like me, I'm not ragging like that no more like I was when I was younger. You know, I'm 9 to 5 now. But
that's a favorite
don't
question.
Don't get it twisted. We
you know
still
what
out
I'm
here.
Say, see how you getting excited when I ask you that, right? That's what I love to see in everyone I ask. Because if someone will sit there and they don't have an answer, I'm like. I don't know what's up with this guy, but I gotta say, 100%. Everybody's eyes light up when you ask him, "What keeps you going?" It's in your fucking blood.
Yeah, basically. Listen, the minute you pick up that can, you be like, oh. Okay.
I dropped out, like the conversation we had earlier. You drop out for a minute, you know, who's doing time, who had a family, who got a job, you know, that they lost, you know, track, so to speak. But no matter what you do, that shit brings you back in over and over and over again. You know what I'm saying? So, man, you out already? Yo, get on the mic real quick, real quick. Let's just introduce you so the listeners hear you. I want to introduce to you Utz, UTZ. Big shout out to Utz, caused a lot of damage.
What's up?
I'm sure he's continuing the war path.
Mm-hmm.
See, I did recognize you, just didn't remember what show, but it's a pleasure. Pleasure's all mine. One day we'll have you back. And when you have time to sit down and shoot the shit.
Yeah,
anybody you want to shout out? I know you're in and you're out.
Just, you know what I'm saying, just the family. Just a shout out to IFM crew. That's my peoples. That's like the home base right there. And, you know what I'm saying, a big shout out to whole Queens. And just everybody out there just, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing.
That's it. Well, you be safe.
Yeah, you too.
Keep the paint going.
Sure.
That was a pleasure. Thank you. Well, that was quick. Big shout out to Utz. The man did damage. He's doing damage. And you know, hopefully we'll get him back on the show with an interview. Now you got B.A. B.A.'s over here, your boy B.A. How did you and B.A. meet up?
You know, through the peoples, through the squad, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody chill together. You know, eventually you're going to meet.
So who out of your crew, you know, your family, who's the one you know the longest?
Probably Nell.
Nell?
Nell.
Okay.
Yeah, he's supposed to be here. Shout out to my nigga Nell, you know? Yeah, Nell, fucking everybody from Crescent. Shout out to my hood, East New York. You know? Illy Squad is more than just a graffiti crew.
It's a family.
It's a family. It's a hood. You come to my neighborhood, you niggas repping Illy Squad and they don't even write. You know, like, just chilling.
So yeah, it's a family thing.
Basically.
Which is a good thing. It's definitely a good thing. I mean, it's to be able to call your boys family, you know, it's not, you know, it's a good thing. And, you know, they always got your back. And that's the way shit should be, period, in life, you know, period, in general. So, B.A., tell us a little something about yourself. The listeners, I'm sure, would like to know.
Well, you know what I mean? I've been in the game a long time, you feel me? Started, you know, at 93.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, just from there, I was just like, yo, man, graph was my shit. You know, it was a high right then and there. You know, I guess for me, what it meant was to see yourself up. I looked at the world as a canvas, you feel me? And what you do to a canvas is you put art on it. So I looked at it as like, yo, everything got to get hit.
When you were coming out or beforehand or even to this day, you know, people put graffiti down. You know, they're like, oh, look at that. Yeah, they're ruining shit and all of this other crap. How did you feel hearing? I'm sure you've heard it.
Yeah.
Because we all have. Like, you know, someone in the family, well, what the fuck are you doing that for? Get a job or whatever the case may be. You say it as a genuine, you know, person, right, that the world is your canvas.
Right.
And, you know, like I said, all of us that are involved in this, we all feel the same way. But how do you feel when you hear someone putting it down?
And I hear certain people saying shit. I'd be like, man, shut the fuck up. Straight up.
Okay.
Straight up. Because it's like, I mean, listen, if you're hating on the game, it's either you're not in the game, you want to be in the game, but your ass is toy, so nobody's going to respect you, you know, or you just, you know what I'm saying, you just nobody. That's it. You a nobody.
Okay. You know what I
mean? Straight up.
You know? There's a lot of people out there that are nobodies, but they respect the game. And there's people out there that just hate it. In general, I mean, me personally, if I would have come outside and my house was bombed, you know, being that I do what I do, I think I'd be pissed too. And I mean, I'd hunt the motherfucker down. Nah, that's straight up.
Nah, facts.
You know
facts,
what I'm saying?
I hear that.
But, you know, like me personally, you know, New and myself, we had like a rule book. And our rule book was, and now you're talking about 80s, 90s, you know, we still had respect for personal property.
Yeah, you know.
You know, like, we didn't hit a brand new building. You know, if it was hit, we fucked with it. If a truck was hit, we fucked with it. Because me personally, I wouldn't want to ride on a brand new truck. Guy just got the nice fucking lettering put on the doors. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't disrespect somebody like that. If it was bombed, I would hit it. Houses were on the no-no list,
yeah,
so to speak.
Nah, I feel you on that.
So, like, I mean, back then, you know, like, people like, oh, fuck that, you ride on everything. I couldn't understand why you would destroy someone's personal shit.
Nah, I feel you on that.
You know what I'm saying?
You know,
so
there's limits. Is there a limit? Yeah, there's limits to certain things. You know, there's certain things I wouldn't ride on, you know. But, you know, you got to show respect to get respect. You feel me?
Absolutely. Yes, I do.
If you show absolutely no respect, then
you're going to get no respect in return.
No respect in return, you know?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I hear you.
But, you know, the way, you know, growing up in the 90s, you know, it was just like, man, I wanted store gates. I wanted corners.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted rooftops, tunnels. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that was just a perfect time to shine. I mean, especially you hit that corner spot with a silver inside.
Yeah.
Oh, man, black outline.
So, you know what I hated, though, man? Fucking silver, and you go fucking outline it, and the silver's eating up your fucking black outline.
Yeah, you got to wait for a while, though.
I can't stand that shit. To this fucking day, I cannot stand that. You know, fucking, it's like you're ready to bounce, but you can't, because now you got to give it
some extra time.
You know, yeah, extra
you know,
time
you
to
said
give
something,
it another
you,
outline.
You said something that made me think, too, when you were talking about kills, and I was like, hell yeah. I remember back in the day, I didn't know what kills was until AE21 put me on one day, this is when they had upshots and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
old upshots, and I was like, what the hell is that? And he put me on, and I was like, yo, psh. And that was it, man. I'm in the depot taking all of them shits.
Yeah. And it's funny, too. But I really shouldn't say it, but they're out there to grab, so.
Yeah, you know. all them shits was
shame
was,
on you. Shame on you. I brought it up once before, too. It's like, you know, they got the paint all locked up. But, you know, if you use your fucking head, all you got to do is look straight up, you know. And they got those fucking push ladders. You know, just roll this shit, walk up, grab a couple of fucking boxes, and you do your thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I remember the first time I actually noticed it, I was like, oh, man, we trying to figure out how to fucking stretch that cage open. Meanwhile, it's just fucking, it's right up there. Yeah.
Right through the back.
Yo, whatever way you could, bro. Either it was the bottom, the side.
Yep.
But, yeah, nah, they fucking up there, but, oh, man. So you guys actually met up, you know, your family, you're doing your thing.
This is my family right here. This is definitely my brother right here.
And tell us some tunnel stories, man.
Oh, man.
What was your favorite spot?
Everybody knows Grand Tunnel. What? That's Indy headquarters right there.
Definitely. Between that and Sufton Pit.
Man. Damn, listen, you're going to have to talk amongst yourself. I got to do one thing real quick.
Keep talking.
Give me a second.
Yeah, man. I mean, shit. Grant definitely was G. And something definitely G.
Grant had everything. Everybody.
Hell yeah. Shit, man. Many good times hitting that pit, man. Hit that shit 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. Hell yeah. But yo, nigga, I got it in. I had 5 fillings. Pop 5 fillings on that wall. That green is fire.
Nice, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get on that. That green definitely is fire.
Let me see that bag.
Yeah,
Don't tell me you guys stopped. Hold up. Oh, shit. Edit. I don't have a shit. Damn, you should have kept talking. All right, this is going to be a little funny.
He's waiting on you, brother.
He's waiting on for me, you, shit, good brother. I should have pressed
pause. Sorry for the airspace, people. I had to take care of some business real quick. The brothers over here figured, you know, let me just shut up and fucking wait, but it's all good because I don't edit anything. For all you people out there that listen to the Alski Show, you know there's no edits, cursing's all allowed, and all that good shit. So, to be honest with you, I had to take a fucking leak. I couldn't hold the shit in because I drank a half a gallon of water, and I just had to go. So, back to the Alski Show. Sorry for the delay. People are probably going to be like, yo, what the fuck happened? I hope they don't tune out. But if they do, fuck it. Like my boy Vic 2 says, go fuck yourself. Anyway, back to business. So now, we were talking about some tunnel stories. You know, Chia, you should have jumped in. That was your cue right there. You don't like talking on the mic, so how the fuck are you going to do the show? You'll learn. Well, you should have learned right there on the spot. Tell me some tunnel spots. Grant is the home.
A-line is sweet.
A-line. Ah.
We did the J-line tunnel too, the J, all that.
Yeah, I mean, Grant was sweet. Like I was telling Paul earlier, I mean, shit, I remember a time, yo, doing it at 8 in the morning on a Sunday. Banged out 5 fillings and shining bright. Then another time, I did a Sufton wall with my man IC over here and dropped 21 in a row. Yeah, I was in beast mode. Had a total of 29 on the wall, but did 21 in a row. You know what I mean? So it was just straight beasting. You know, tunnels is dope though, man. I mean, you know, pits and tunnels is just relaxing. You feel me? You know, you just don't make yourself hot, and you can come off with everything.
So who do you think's putting in work today, especially in the tunnels? I got to say Hojo. Hojo is fucking definitely fucking stomping shit out.
Yeah, I see a lot of his tags in the tunnel.
You know, you got to check out. I don't know if you guys follow Fabricios. _ Fabricios, FABRICIOUS, if I'm not mistaken, _. This guy's got some nasty fucking shots. Now, I shot this guy out. Because this fucking guy is dope. I mean, this guy gets down in there and he flicks shit that you would not believe. You should check out his page. You'd be amazed. And he basically goes down underneath the belly of the city and he gets pitches.
What is it, a grab page?
Well, it's actually his personal page. He's a photographer. He flicks a lot of Edo up in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Well, I say Edo, like Fredo, Alfredo, Edo, however you want to pronounce it, it's all good. But Edo up in the Bronx,
yeah.
A big shout out to Edo. This guy's pitches is off the hook. But, you know, I've been down there and I've seen some old shit, you know, fucking Smith, Sane, Lady Pink,
yeah.
You know, that's still running to this day. But down in the tunnels, I got to say, you know, a lot of VIFA tags are still running.
Yeah, that's one thing you definitely see.
DE3.
You know what I see a lot, too? DEC.
DEC?
Yeah,
D-E-K.
Yeah,
yeah.
D-E-C-K.
Oh, D-E-C-K. Yeah, I think he's...
WGF.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
He
but
had the tunnels on Smash.
The tunnels isn't a place for fucking kids to play if they don't know what they're dealing with. So, you know, anybody out there, you know, this is dangerous. Don't try it at home type of shit, you know, however the fuck you want to put it. But, yeah, when you go down there, man, just watch that third fucking rail. Know where you're running. Make sure you have a fucking plan because if you go in there blind, you're going to come out without seeing shit because you ain't going to be around. You know, it's definitely not a fucking game for someone,
question.
You know.
I got a question for you.
Shoot.
How do you feel about... the graffiti world and Instagram?
You know, that I say it over and over again. Instagram graffiti and real graffiti, street bombing graffiti. You know, you could be a street bomber and still be on Instagram, But you have people on Instagram that like to put their fucking nose into people's business that they have no right to. And people feed off of that. And I just find that wrong. That's like the kid on the block that was just a jock. You know, you're like, get the fuck out of here already type of shit. But, you know, for certain people, Instagram works because it's like an avenue to meet other writers if you want. It's not that you have to. There's no law that you need to meet anybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's good, you know, on the business level as well because, you know, you start meeting people, you hook
promote,
up.
You can promote and
you
stuff
know, you
like
promote
that.
Yourself, which is free.
Yeah.
You know, you're not paying for a promotion, you know, like my website. I could shout out to crash.com all day. I ain't paying nobody. This is, you know, I pay my fee. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, you could come out here. You could blow up whoever you want. You know, you shout out your people. People want to hear everybody talking shit. You know,
shout out to my nigga Paul.
There you go.
Forgot. Oh yeah, Neek, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So you know, there's graffiti in the street is one thing, and then the Instagram graffiti is another, because you do have people that never really put fucking work in, and you know they're nice on paper and in black books, but. Give the motherfucker a can and see what they're going to do. It's, you know, a pen on a piece of paper is one thing. A spray can on a wall is another.
Streets, man, I want to see fails, B.
Yeah.
All that other shit. I want to see fails, no dead block shit. Yeah. I want to see a fail in the Ave when I'm rolling by.
Yeah. I mean, look.
I don't want to be able to go to the side block to see a fucking fail.
Well, listen, you could write on
the Ave.
You could write
strip,
anything.
Prime time news.
Anywhere because people do see it, but I know what you're saying. You want the high profile spot, which you have plenty of. You know, I'm not gonna say no, you don't, because I see your shit. You know,
yeah,
straight up, it's a fact.
My dude get busy.
Yeah, absolutely, he does.
We out here, shit ain't never dying out.
That's it. So you actually have in your mind that the graffiti will never die.
Of course not. It's like
you think you know. 20
like
years
taking,
from now, it's
that's like taking fucking. It's impossible.
Candy from a baby.
Yeah. It's like,
okay.
All right. Like, you know the baby's gonna keep crying for it.
That's it. So you know we're gonna keep crying for it too, regardless. I mean, listen, no matter how old you
Sorry
get.
Like that.
Yeah, absolutely. No matter how old you get, it's always gonna be intriguing to you.
Man.
You know whether you. Or out of the game for whatever reason.
It still incorporates in your
it's
hand.
Still, yeah, you're right. Dude, you pick up, look at me. I'm talking and I can't stop fucking doodling.
The same way, man. I'm filling out a bank receipt and next thing you know, the
yeah, you're copping a tag
like,
on it. Yeah, what the fuck is this guy doing? Fucking ruining a fucking receipt and I got to fucking do another one. But who do you think is doing the street bombing now hard? Is there anybody out there that you think is doing their thing? Any new writers that you think are gonna be, you know, high up there in ranks? Yeah. Well, what crews
do you right now?
Do you see doing their thing?
What do you think, BA?
Yo, man.
I'm gonna leave that question to you.
Yo, man. I don't know, man. Like, honestly, man. Like. The way I see
a lot of Illy Squad.
That's right. That's what I'm going for, man. Like, you know, my team is in there, and that's what I'm focusing on. I mean, no disrespect to anybody else, but you know what I mean? I'm only out there looking for my team shining. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay. But listen,
you know,
it's an honest answer.
There's no disrespect to nobody,
not.
But
absolutely
you know what
not.
I mean? It's a fact.
Shout
that
out to my
family.
Nigga Cab, my nigga EB. They put in work.
You heard?
My nigga Shaz.
Yeah, shout them out, dude. This is your time.
We out here.
This is your time. So how did you guys meet up with IC?
Well, I know IC a long, 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 long time. You know what I mean? Me and him go back.
Listen, you know, I know I've seen you somewhere else as well. Absolutely. I know I've seen you before. But
definitely, me and him go back to 95.
Listen, the only good thing about meeting me, I mean, dude, 2-3 months down the line, I have a hard time remembering who you are unless I hear your voice. And that's just the fact because you meet so many people day in, day out. You know, 3-4 months go down and you're like, shit, I know this guy. So there's never no disrespect. If I ever ask you what your name is, you know, please don't get offended by it. You know, one time I did think one person was someone else, and it wasn't, and they gave me a look, and I'm like, oh, just being honest, you know. I mean, I got nothing to hide. I never really, you know, today, I don't hide anything.
That's that age kicking in.
Yeah, well, it's the age kicking in. I use it as an excuse, though. Let me just put that out there. Sometimes I use it as an excuse, but yeah, it happens. Listen, you'll be up there one day, too. Everybody's going to fuck something up. And if you sniff the amount of paint that I did, I'm surprised I could even get on a microphone today. And there's a lot of fucking writers out there, a lot of old school cats that, I'm not going to mention any names, but people have met some of these old school writers, and I'm sure you say, yo, this guy sniffed too much paint. And yeah, it's true. The shit fucks you up. When you go bombing, you don't put no mask on, do you? No. If you paint, you don't.
Well, I do when I hit tunnels. When I used to hit tunnels, I did, because all that soot, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But like streets, when I was painting in the streets, nah.
All right, this is for anybody that hits a tunnel. You go down there, just rub your finger on a fucking on a handrail or the wall.
It's looking like a black book,
dude. Yeah, it's fucking lead's coming out. Everything's easy. Fucking coming out.
How about when you trip and you grab the wall by mistake? You know, you try to catch yourself from falling and you touch something and you look at your hand?
Yeah, absolutely. Same shit.
Looks
same
like a black
shit.
Book. Yeah,
listen, if you trip and fall, don't hit the third rail. That's all I got to say. But that them fucking trains, the tunnels, forget it. I mean, it's an underground world. And you're fucking many, many stories below. And where's that shit going? Yeah, they got vents and all fans and all of that shit. But you think they running that shit for your health? No.
I don't know.
No. You're in a train. The MTA just wants to make money. They don't give a fuck. You
it's
shouldn't be on
it's
the track.
A business.
Yeah,
that's
everything,
what it is.
Everything's a business.
Everything's a business.
Everything's a business. I, you know, like New York is so is so into their security and all of that other shit. But those tunnels are 100-plus years old. Those rails, some of those tracks are 100 years old.
Yeah.
The shit that they remodel and they renovate, you know, that's a different story. But a rail is a rail.
Facts.
Got to remember that. So it's like car brakes. If you look at a brand new rail, it's more rounded. You look at an old rail, and that motherfucker's flat.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
You look at the railroad ties. Today they got resin ties, they got cement ties, they got the wooden ties. You know, the wooden ties, you don't want to touch that shit. I forgot the name of the shit on there. Yo, dude, that shit gets on you, you rub your face, bro, you fucking done. Done. It's like an oil. Can't remember the name, man. Shame on me because I deal with the shit, but
it's like almost if you're dealing with etch and you put etch.
Okay.
You know, that etch is that glass etch. That's
yeah,
just
no, you don't. You definitely don't want fucking etch on your fingers.
Yeah.
Definitely don't want that shit.
Nigga Shaz in the building.
Shaz just walked in. My nigga Craig, show love.
What's up, fellas?
Good.
Welcome in the house. Yeah, you can get him on. You can get on. Say what's up. No, my daughter opened it up.
Yo, Po Illy. I'm late, my nigga. My bad, but you know I'm here, yo. Shaz One, what's the deal? Illy Squad in the building.
What's up? What's up?
Peace, Alski. How you doing?
Pleasure.
Peace, brother.
So, tell us a little something about yourself. You're bombing. You're bombing fun and the hood, the Illy Squad.
Well, I've been bombing since like 96, 97, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Got down with Illy when it was created by AE and Nell in like 97, you know, and been repping it ever since, you know? And we've just been bombing, you know, here and off, on and off. I did a little bid, came back, started bombing again, did another bid, came back. You know how it is.
Yeah, like,
so we out here, though.
Up and down, up and
we
down.
We staying out of trouble.
You know how that is.
You know what I mean?
Shit.
Yeah. We all parolees. You know, we all did all this, but we always
biz,
try to stay out of it.
Niggas don't do skip bids. Niggas do fucking...
We all been there. One way or another, we've been there, regardless. So you're basically Illy for life.
Of course. Tatted on my arm, man.
There
AE.
You go.
You know, that's what I rep.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? And basically, like the crew kind of like died out a little bit a couple years ago, you know what I'm saying? Because not everybody of the original crew is active anymore, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
kind of like revived it and brought it back, you know.
And you keep it going.
And that's it now, you know.
And that's the way it goes.
That's it. You got to rap. Where Nell at, though?
That's what I'm saying. Where Nell at? When he hear this shit, I want him to realize, yo, where the fuck is Nell at?
Listen, he'll get his chance one day. I'm sure you bring him by another time if he don't come through. So who was an inspiration to you when you started writing? Neighborhood, you know?
Shit. There's a lot of people. FTR crew, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? When
shout
they were doing their thing in 9-5. MTA, like that whole their whole little unit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
SN, VE, Giz.
Mm-hmm. Rest
when
in
they
peace.
Had that crazy run on the 7, I was like 12 years old watching that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That definitely got me hype. SP1, you know what I'm saying?
Still doing his thing.
Of course. Scuff, shout to Scuff. A couple people, man, that got me hype, you know what I mean? And shout to like Misery, my man Misery. He's one of the ones that put me on. My nigga Cray, I knew him since 9-5. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. And AE, 100%. He was only 18 years old. He died young. You know what I mean? He was 19, but he inspired all of us to the point that we still doing what he came up with to this day.
Yeah, that's fucked up when people pass away at such a young fucking age. I mean,
he was a kid.
It's a sin. It's a sin. And can you just imagine what he would be doing today?
You know, I don't even know. He'd be on some next shit. Next shit.
Yeah, next level. Next level.
Yeah, he was a special person, man. And I guess he was just put here just to, you know, inspire all this. You know, because from Illy came Il Yorker, the clothing line that we got. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And from other things, it just expands. It just keeps going. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, that's the beauty of the beauty of everything, life in general. I mean, there's nothing more gratifying than seeing something progress. And keeping it going, you know, family-wise. You know, and I state family meaning, you know, your crew, your family.
Mm-hmm.
Paul put it very nicely. He goes, you know, it's more than just graffiti. It's a family thing. You
most
know,
definitely.
It's not everyone is a graffiti writer. We just...
We don't
like
recruit
that.
People off the gram, like, yo, niggas on the DM, like, yo, what's
right.
up? How you, oh, like,
Push the crew, never that.
Push the crew, like, some nigga hit me up from the Bronx. It was like, yo, what's good? Let me push, you know, I tell a nigga, shit don't go down like that. Everybody that push it is because we either from East New York or South of Queens that we all grew up at.
Right.
Everybody grew up together. Like, this is not some shit that just niggas just made off the gram. Like, this is not brand new shit. This is shit, like, and niggas grew up together. We did bids together. Man. We starved together. We fucking...
We shut down Blockbuster together.
Yeah, we did so much dirt that, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is neighborhood niggas growing up. This is not, oh, I just met you, what's up, push my crew, we bombing. Mm-hmm. No.
Never
absolutely.
That.
All of us that's pushing aliens because we know each other from since day one. This is not no regular... Oh, I just made my shit up when Instagram came up, pushed my crew.
Yeah, never that.
No,
right.
Ain't none of that shit over here.
Okay.
You know, we got a couple new members and stuff, but they all fam, you know what I'm saying? It all comes from somebody that knew somebody that knew somebody. It's not like just a random dude like, yo, who the hell is this? And threw him down, you know what I'm saying? Never mm-hmm. that.
This
never
is just that. Us trying to open the doors for the people that's, you know, part of the family, you know?
Like, right, absolutely. Like, neighborhood people, you know.
Like neighborhood niggas
cousin's
that know
cousin.
Us.
Cousin.
You know, we show them love and we show them the way, or we, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We still learning to this day, you know. It's just
listen, everybody to this day, everybody learns something new every day. I'm a firm believer in that.
Basically.
So you basically, you guys all fucking straight up family. That's it. There's no other explanation for Illy crew.
If you down with Illy, I'm going to fight for you. You know what I'm saying? And there's
absolutely.
A lot of dudes that say they're Illy. I just want to clarify it. Dudes ain't Illy. You know what I'm saying? If
right.
I'm not saying he's Illy, Poe. Or Nell, or you know, any of the other OGs, BA,
word.
Anybody saying he's not Illy, then he's not Illy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like okay. I said again, it's like a handful of niggas that, you know, a couple of niggas that we grew up together.
Right.
This is not something niggas just made 2-3 years ago, you know, and this is something niggas bled for. We all fought for, we all, you know, everybody goes all out for the team, for the squad.
And that's the way it should be.
Basically.
Crews today compared to crews from yesterday, I think, are totally different. And basically, you have the old school part of your family
yeah,
put together the way it should be. And I agree. You know, Instagram did kind of fuck
up
a lot of shit.
Terrible, terrible,
you know,
bro.
They did. What do you feel about like today's art? You know, like the artist versus the graffiti artist. Is there What's your look at it? You know, like, what do you feel?
What are you talking about, so like street art?
Yeah, you know, okay. Street art, you know, like the galleries where you have, like, artists
it's
and graph guys. You know, do you agree with it? I'm saying there's a lane for everything,
you know? So do you and stay in your lane.
That's actually a good answer.
I'm opposed to them taking up street spots where we can have felons and do this, and they're doing bullshit ass murals. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now what do you mean by street spots? Like
street corners, gates, walls, any walls that can
illegal.
Be seen. Yeah,
illegal. Not taking an illegal spot and making it some fucking.
Or an illegal spot turn legal. You know
right. Okay. So do you think that a lot of these artists are into the graffiti, or do you think they're just trying to say, you know, it's our turn now?
Well, as far as the artists trying to represent?
Yeah, you know, like, they're going to
I think
do
it's just
tour.
Being, it's more prevalent now, so they feel like they have, like, an upper hand, you know what I mean? Because they're getting more noticed with street art as far as Banksy blowing it up and other artists like that. But you know what? Dudes are still getting punched in the face. So
listen,
like, I
gotta say this.
Yo, shit don't end, you heard? Back in the day, that shit's still happening now, so y'all need to stay out the lane.
I don't think Bansky is one person. I feel that it's more than one person. He's not a graffiti writer in my eyes. I personally think it's a network. Someone just asked me this before. I think Bansky is just a media hype. And to me, stencils and permission spots doesn't make you a graffiti writer.
Not at all.
Now, I don't know what he does in the fucking United Kingdom or wherever the fuck he's from, because I really don't care where he's from, to be honest with you. No disrespect to the guy, but you come here, you do your, you know, little girl fucking with a Wu-Tang balloon, you know, that's not graffiti.
Not
people
at all.
Paying all that money for that shit, they're out of their fucking mind. Me being a cheap graffiti writer, I don't want to pay no more than $100 for a canvas.
But you know
what? I don't give a fuck who you are.
Why I respect him, though? You know why I respect him? Because he knows that's bullshit. And he still feeds off of it. And he's like, he conned the whole entire art gang. You know what I mean? So I respect
that.
But do you think
he's one person?
I think he's one person. I think he has a unit of people working for him. But I think it's an actual one character.
Okay,
props to him for being so elusive, though.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
That's a good point. I could take that as a good point. But like I said, you know, you have graffiti writer turn art gallery. I don't even know the word that I wanted to spit out there. But yeah, all right, you get a graffiti writer. Now he's too good for the graffiti game. He jumps onto the other side. He does all this art shit with his graffiti, and he's getting paid big dollars. Do you personally feel people like that are sellouts to the game? Is there like a law to you that you think you should follow? Like, you're a street bomber. You're not going to be an artist. Or
I'm an artist. We all artists.
Yes, we're all artists. Yeah, what we do is a talent. Do you feel that going over to the other side or working with an artist, do you think that's a sellout to the graffiti game?
Should I say something? And you say a little something? Yeah. Well, my thoughts on that is this, man. If you put in work in the streets,
I kind of like this conversation because, you know, we spoke when you weren't here, and he has certain answers. You have certain answers, but in general, you shouted out things that he said, so I know you guys are real. I know you're not bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But you both have good outtakes on these questions, and it's very interesting how you guys fluctuate, but you're still tight like family.
Of course.
I got to say, I like that. I never really experienced that in a conversation with any fucking graffiti writer, to be honest with you.
That's why we illy.
You got to be open-minded to everything.
No, this is true, because you'll have one guy that fucking hates it, and you'll have one guy that loves it. So,
yeah,
like I was about to say, I don't oppose it. If you put in work in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really bombed, you did felons on street corners, you caught tags, you caught market tags, you know.
Then you deserve it. You understand?
Then it's all right. Then it's okay. I'm not going to consider you a sellout, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But you still have to dabble into that illegal world to maintain your credibility, you know what I'm saying? Because
that's
the whole point of graffiti. Graffiti is the last form of rebellion. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yes.
There's nothing more left. There's no more fucking freedom fighters. There's no more
yes.
Black Panthers. There's no more none of this bullshit.
Now, I don't know about the Black Panthers. I think they're still just, around.
Yeah, nah, but I meant to say it in like a broad term.
No,
like,
no,
there's
no
more people,
I understand exactly
there's
what
no more people that are directly Speak against the government. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Graffiti writers is the last one. Because we go out and fucking illegally write on shit.
When I started writing, I didn't think of it on the law side of it. I just did it because I wanted to. I really wasn't rebelling, even though, you know, my family did raise me kind of strict. You know, I mean, I'm a little bit older than you guys, maybe a lot older, whatever the case may be. But, you know, me personally, if I went home past the time I was told, I would get my ass busted. Now, me, I tried to keep the low profile, you know, and Mr. Goody Goody type of shit, but I did what I had to do. And as I got older, I did what I had to do, same way. Today, people don't understand what it's like to be a graffiti writer, my opinion. I'm talking about the new upcoming generation. They'll get schooled by, no thank you, they'll get schooled by people like myself and you and any other person in the game. Is there any advice you want to give to these new writers? Because let's be realistic. I see young guys bombing, and I say to myself, well, I hope
there's a lot of young kids out there putting in work.
I hope this kid stays
it.
In the
there's
game because I think he'll be good. So now, what... No, because I was actually going to say, is there anything that you would like to tell the young listeners, you know, what to look out for, any type of advice?
It all depends on if you want to be about this graph life, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of seasonal writers that killed shit, but they was only around for a year, 2 years. You know what
right.
I'm saying? You're not going to get that respect from me, you know what I'm saying? I don't
right.
care if
okay.
you smash shit for a year or two. You just seasonal. You just here part-time, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
here
basically,
today, gone tomorrow,
you know, if you
want to
really get in this game, you got to really put your all into it. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily say you got to destroy every single thing quickly. No. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do that. Just
no,
keep,
quickly
just,
today is dangerous.
It's dangerous. You know what I'm saying?
Dangerous.
You want longevity. But I want to just keep
consistent.
Writing forever. I just want to always write. It's not about me like I'm going all city. That's not my goal. You know what I'm saying? My goal is just I like writing. I like chilling with my boys. And this is our pastime. And you know what I'm saying? And the plus side is we're getting ups. We're getting fame. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. What's your definition of all city?
My definition used to be hit every line.
Okay, now
every
that
train
the,
line.
The, now that the train line, the train bombing is gone, what's all city?
That's what I still consider when I was younger.
I say all city hit everything. I'm talking about every live strip. You know what I mean? Like everywhere, like
hit every train. And I don't mean every train line, like hit every train or every. I
well,
mean
no,
every
see,
neighborhood.
All city, basically. I think that's what it came from. Being that you get trains from the Bronx traveling through Manhattan into Brooklyn. Then you have, you know, Queens into Manhattan. You know, all these train lines went from borough to borough. And that's what I believe all city was being referred to as. As of today, you know, you could still take the train line, like you said, and have it in an old city. I mean, if you're going to follow a train all across the boroughs,
you're going to hit every fucking
fine. So, but to me, old city is basically your five boroughs, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, well, Jersey.
Nah,
yeah,
count.
But I don't consider
Jersey don't
that.
Count.
You know,
count.
You're just hitting a different state. Now, you know, you had a lot of writers that came out of Long Island. I mean, you can't shut down Long Island,
no.
But you know, it's not like you say the five boroughs plus Long Island.
Never.
Or the five boroughs and Westchester. You never hear that in conversation. So the five borough thing, I think, is still to this day what all cities should be. Now, not to shit on Staten Island, but Staten Island's a borough that I'm not really going
to... Yo, shout out to Staten Island.
I'm not going to... I'm not going to shit on him, and I don't mean that in a bad way, because there's a lot of dope fucking people from Staten Island.
Yo, Go, what up?
Go. You know, shout out to Chris, Robots Will Kill. He's a Staten Island head.
All right.
So, Staten Island to me was like a borough that I really didn't care to go to because of the traveling distance.
Yeah.
Whether it was, you know, a drive or whatever. But the Staten Island Ferry? Who said that? Somebody said
Staten
that.
Staten Island Ferry is not somewhere you want to bomb on feet anyway.
No. So, you know, when you say all city, five boroughs, you know, I really, me personally, it's more like Manhattan, Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens. You know, I never really threw Staten Island into the mix. But, hey, you got to shout out Wu-Tang. You know, shout
Wu-Tang
him out.
Put him on the map.
That's it. You know, Wu-Tang and Gold. Put him on the map.
Word up. Shout out to RTH.
And a lot of other crews. Shout out to RTH. Absolutely. You know, you can't forget him. But, listen, that's just me talking shit because that's the way I see shit. So, like you said, you know, you just want to do your thing. To you... Does it really matter if you have tags out in Staten Island?
I would like to have them.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter just if cause. You ever did or you don't. It doesn't matter.
I have a lot of shit in Staten Island.
Yeah, graph is graph.
That's when he
good for you.
That was when he came made his little comeback. Yeah, he disappeared for like 50 years and then he came back on Staten Island. What the fuck is that?
Well, maybe he felt comfortable.
You know, parole. You know,
listen, he played it right. That
don't get
was
it twisted.
Strategy.
Shit, I didn't do no 6 months or fucking 8 months or 2 years. I did a little gone for a little while, so parole had me locked down as well.
Oh, I hear
a couple
you.
Violations here and there, so
I hear you.
Now I'm free though. Niggas is out here.
We all free.
We're gonna kill these streets.
Freedom isn't free. That's one thing I learned. It's not free.
I had started in Staten Island, I was killing Staten Island little by little, you know, and then I made myself back to the city. I'm here
he
now.
Swam back to land and you know, he just started killing shit.
The ferry left me, so I had to swim and shit.
Do you know, I see that Staten Island ferry pretty much every day and I have yet to go on that fucking ferry.
Ever?
I swear to God.
Really?
I'm
yo, shout to the ferry. You know why? Because you could drink a beer on that shit. Like,
yeah,
you
absolutely.
Where can you do that in New York?
You're right. You're
there's
right.
No public transportation where you could grab
why
a 40
drinking,
ounce.
Why are you drinking a beer?
Because you sounded mad loud on the mic.
It's all right. Don't worry
you
about
can't,
it.
There's no way you could drink a 40 ounce anywhere. Legally.
No, you have to
chill.
Right.
Watch the water,
this
watch the fucking
true.
Statue
this
of Liberty. Like, shout
yeah.
to fucking
can't
the
smoke
ferry.
A cigarette.
Nah, you can't smoke cigarettes, man. You're wildin'.
Like, no, you can't
go to
smoke
the back downstairs. You smoke
cigarettes. You can you smoke wherever it. You want to. I mean, it is
but there's
what
police
it is.
On that shit all the time, though.
Yeah.
And it's free, though. What the fuck is that? How the fuck is it free?
Yeah, see, that's pretty cool. I mean, nothing in this world is fucking free, but Staten Island
ferry
is,
though.
That's pretty cool, actually. I got to jump on that motherfucker and take a ride.
Word up.
It's free. What the fuck? Freeze me.
I remember, actually, want to hear a little quick thing about Staten?
Yeah, do it.
I went to a show. I don't know if you were there. You might have been there. When we went to some bar out in Staten Island, mad deep. I met up with all, like, Goal and Mutz and Fade, like, all the 3-6 RTH dudes, AA dudes. You know what I mean? I think you were
shout
there.
Shout them out.
Probably. I forgot what
people right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, those are all peoples right there. I forgot what station I was at, but I remember I was on the station. I caught Mad Tags, caught Wreck. We were leaving. The next, like 2 days later, Faye hits me up like, yo, I seen you kill the station. So I went to kill it, and I got wrecked. I got locked up.
Oh, that sucks.
Yo, shout out to Faye, man.
That's
word.
Nice.
He got locked up after he, you know, saw us kill the shit, and he got locked up. We must have missed the cops by like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I respect AA crew
for
doing what they did.
Don't get it twisted. Prez is out there too. Prez.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, my boy Prez. I never met him, but he showed a lot of love to the gram.
And that motherfucker is nasty with his spray can, boy. Let me tell you.
Yeah, that's NWC, right?
Yes.
Prez
NWC.
Shout out
to him. He come from Staten Island too.
Yep. Shout out NWC crew. Shout out to everybody in the game. Yeah, yesterday,
everybody
today,
that's on
tomorrow.
Some keeping it real shit, man. And you're not even keeping it real. Just being
listen,
real to yourself, man. And not
Mutz,
being a cornball, bro.
Mutz
say,
is doing his thing and he's
it,
rocking those shows.
Mutz
you
is
know.
That dude.
Yo, he's good people. He's definitely good people.
Just enjoy the game. It's like a sport. You know, that's it.
Yeah. Listen, sports will be around way before we're fucking gone. You know, I mean, after we're gone. So, graph will be the same way. That's my prediction. I ain't no fucking horoscope reader, but that's the way I feel
Graph
about it.
Graph ain't going nowhere, man.
Nah.
You
know
yeah, I mean? But Graph is like the fucking... Instagram made Graph like a fucking soap opera.
Yeah,
a lot of shit
yeah.
talking, a lot of bitches.
But
a lot
you know what? Maybe
everything.
It's today's humor. You know, maybe it was put here for the humor. Who the fuck
knows? Back in the days, my nigga, like if you ever said like, yo, I'm going to make a meme of you because we have Graph beef. Niggas be like, what the fuck? Like if you explain what a meme was, you'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? Nigga, you making pictures with words on it, making jokes about niggas? Like fucking ragged shit and go fight the niggas.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
The fuck?
I hear you. Who else we got in the building? Anybody want to say what's up to anybody over
here?
That's
my boy Johnny Cray.
Johnny Cray, that's okay. See, you told me Cray, and that's what I was gonna say. But I was like, maybe it's a different Cray. Let me shut my mouth. What's up, Greg?
That's my brother, man, for a very, very long time, man.
Well, like I said, I'm getting old. I could use that excuse. So if I do look stupid, I could always defend myself by saying, you know, I'm getting old, bro. What the fuck? That's my excuse. But in today's world, everybody's entitled to fuck up, which is a good thing. And other than that, everyone has a nice story to tell. Listen, there's going to be people that listen in and they're going to be like, ah, fuck that motherfucker. But you know what? Bottom line is nobody could tell me what you went through, what he went through, what this guy went through. And that's why I continue to do what I do, because I like hearing stories. I like learning new things, whether it's from someone older than me, my age, or younger. So graffiti, the word graffiti itself will never die. It may take on different meanings, you know, to certain people, but to a graffiti artist, a graffiti bomber, a street rider, street bomber, the terminology you use, it doesn't matter, because when it comes down to you using spray paint, you're a fucking vandal. You're a vandal, you're a criminal, and you know what? Be proud of who you are.
Criminal in the most corniest sense, though, because, like, really, what are we really doing, though?
Well,
we're not affecting nobody at all.
We're criminals. That this is the way I feel. When they call us criminals because we're defacing property, I believe that's what they mean by criminal.
Oh, no, of course, of course.
Because we're not really...
What I'm saying is nothing's really happening. All we're doing is altering the landscape of what this is.
We put a little color,
but they could put fucking billboards everywhere and bombard us with ads everywhere.
Right, right.
But you catch a tag, motherfuckers is going nuts.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I agree with that. But when they call us, you know, with delinquents. Oh, my God. How many fucking words do they possibly...
Degenerate,
delinquent.
Loser.
Drug addict. Fucking thief.
You know, they
hoodlum.
We are a lot of that, though.
What? Hey, listen. I go to work every day. I pay my fucking bills. Do. I raised my family, my kids, with my wife. And you know what? I'm still a fucking graffiti writer.
Always to the
death,
man.
Call me a criminal.
No artsy shit.
I was on Rikers Island with soap, writing on the fucking grates.
That because you were going
shit.
You were going nuts. You
I went, fuck it, I gotta
use something.
Niggas are like, yo, why
soap,
you
like that.
All the non-graph dudes are like, why are you writing a name for? Like, you're crying. I'm like, yo, shut up. You don't know about this.
You know, not for nothing. I heard that it's bad luck to cop a tag.
That's what they say, bro.
They say it because once you cop a tag, you're going back.
Yeah, and you're going to hell if you don't worship Jesus. So
okay. Or law. Going to hell.
Yeah,
is there a heaven and is there
exactly.
a hell?
So, you know what I mean? Whatever.
That's the question. Right? That's the question.
Or are we in hell right now? We just in some fucked up limbo place.
Ah.
Let's not get too deep. Let's not get too deep.
Listen. you could talk so much shit about so many different things. It all comes down to the same thing. We have paint in our veins, and that's the end of the story.
Fuck cops, bomb blocks. That's it.
Fuck everybody.
That's it. Fuck
now,
cops.
Any of you guys want to shout people out before we get ready to wrap it up? And because this actually started turning into fun. We had a couple of minutes delay because I had to go take a leak, and you know everybody decided to keep quiet when I told them to keep talking. So when you hear the show, you'd be like, "Yo, what the fuck happened to the show?" Don't tune out. Maybe I do need to edit this one. How many minutes was it gone to? Wow, people are going to be like, yo, what happened to the show? They're going to be texting me. Yo, what happened to the show? It's off. I'm like, keep listening.
Niggas went to go right. That's
keep it. Listening. Keep listening. Yeah, we went to Copper Tech. No, actually, I came back. I was like, yo, I had to take a piss. Shout outs. Shout them all out. Get Johnny Crayon to say what's up.
I just want
to. Get my boy IC to say what's up. Yeah, come on, guys. Swarm in on the fucking microphone.
Shout to motherfucking the whole Illy squad. Shout to Nell. Shout to EB. Shout to Cab. Shout to C's. Shout to Aka. Shout to Free Rhino. Shout to who else? Shout to Best. Shout to Bass. Shout to all the OGs. HL. All the niggas that rep. You know what I mean? Kev's Nim. RIP back. RIP AE21. RIP Water. RIP RE. There's too many of them, man.
Yo, and fuck all rats.
So fuck
if you switching,
rats.
Don't get it
Who
twisted.
Who going next?
Come on. Say what's up real quick. We're getting ready to wrap up another
episode. Shout out to DSR, XXI crew.
There you go. Shout him out.
Word up. Shout out to XXI. Well, everybody.
Sit down, brother. Sit down. You ain't got to pull the mic. It ain't going nowhere.
Brooklyn, New York. Shout out. Shout out to Roosevelt as well. Shout out to everybody from Queens.
Shout him out.
Shout out to all the old school IRT, SK people like Misery, Loco, Leo, my boy Tony Shiver in Florida. Word up. Boom Pow, BP, LP Jitter. Even to my dude Perp, who I don't fuck with no more, but shout out to Perp.
Shout them all Sabs. Out. Shout them all out.
Shout out to Bags, my dude Bags. Boom Pow, XXI, Illy.
BP in the squad, fucking house.
Illy Squad. Yurt.
I'd like to shout out all the fucking crews out there, the old to the new. I'd like to shout out my peoples that just came down to show me some love on the Alski Show. Yeah, keep it going. Big Poe. Big Poe.
Shout
Big
out,
po,
shout out to my HL family, you already know. Joe, Jeb, Bo, Neek, Paul, all my niggas.
High life.
High life.
Shout out to Vamp, WRB, and his whole chat. The niggas like Blaz and all them dudes, you know. Shout out to everybody on my Instagram.
Blaz.
Your favorite writer.
You mentioned Blaz. Pretty cool. Haha, your favorite writer. I like that. Shit, man, I should have took out the show like that because that sounded pretty good, but I fucked it all up. I had to keep fucking talking.
You gotta edit it.
Fuck the edit, bro. This is live, raw, uncut. Not live that we on right now.
Shout out to Cello.
But it goes out that way.
Shout out to Take, TAEKTECK, Tech Bomb Squad. To all my dudes down Bomb Squad that know me, you know who you are.
AA Mob. Shout out to all the crews, like I said once before. Shout out to my boy Cool CXL.
Echo, word up. Sorry about that. Echo.
Shout out to fucking BA for putting me on to them good stories while we were bullshitting outside.
All right.
I want to thank all the writers, my brother George, for always coming through. I want to shout out to every supporter of the Alski Show out there. Sorry for the peeing episode, but you know how it is over here. I don't edit anything. So, like I always say, we out like a trout. Peace.